good people, this is Francesca Thompson with Everything But the Lesson Plan. This is our final episode for season two. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 3 weeks. And I wanted to wrap up this season with just summarizing some of our top five podcasts for 2023. We're at the start of a new year, and I wanted to just kind of give a summary of which ones were popular. And then hopefully with this little snippet, you can go check out the full version. So the first one we're going to dive into is the favorite, Imposter Syndrome in Academia with Ivana Morris. And that's what we were talking about, imposter syndrome. And I want to start with this quote by Maya Angelou. She says, "I have written 11 books, but each time I think, uh-oh, they are going to find me out." Even Maya back then was defining imposter syndrome. And so check out this episode and give you some more context of what that means in academia and how this applies to you. Thank you.
So I'm going to read the National Library of Medicine's their definition of it first. So their definition states that imposter syndrome is a behavioral health phenomenon described as self-doubts of intellect, skills, or accomplishments among high-achieving individuals. These individuals cannot internalize their success and subsequently experience pervasive feelings of self-doubt, anxiety, depression, and/or apprehension of being exposed as a fraud on their work, despite verifiable and objective evidence of their successfulness. So that's their long definition. But for me to sum it up, I felt like I couldn't do what I know I could do. So I have a master's degree already. I did a master's degree at UGA, started my PhD program. So I have a track record of doing really well academically. But yes, I felt like I couldn't do it. I felt like the feelings of self-doubt. I had a high level of anxiety and depression, you know, especially during the master's program, when I know that I can do it. My track record has proven time and time again that I could do well academically. So
this next podcast episode was about ChatGPT, and that was a very popular one as well. And so we will get into it just with a few highlights. But so a surprising fact about ChatGPT, most ChatGPT criticism isn't really about ChatGPT, according to Computer World. The three biggest concerns about ChatGPT are that it enables students to cheat, it will be used for unethical purposes, and sometimes gives false information. Well, according to Computer World, we can dismiss the first two because every new generation of generative AI that works like ChatGPT will be attended by tools that can detect AI generated content. So there is stuff out there to see if those students are out there cheating like we say they are with this ChatGPT stuff. But check out this episode. And go to check out this little snippet. And if you like it, go check out the total episode.
Down, just like the whole world did. And realize, after I did my research, ChatGPT is not going anywhere. So guess what, people? We're going to have to figure it out, and we're going to have to embrace this technology. And I am going to use this platform, my podcast, Everything But the Lesson Plan, to have continuous dialogue about this new technology. So artificial intelligence is what the World Wide Web was back in the 90s. When people were panicking about the World Wide Web and was imagining this is going to be something evil that was going to take over the world, that's what we're doing now with AI and ChatGPT. The history of chat. ChatGPT was launched in November of 2022 through an AI research laboratory. So we're coming up on the year anniversary. And if you're thinking about embracing this, Well, congratulations, you are an early adopter as well. So let's keep it real. The educational world is divided on ChatGPT and will probably be divided for some while.
Well, this next episode is about teacher salaries and additional ways to supplement your income. I always think when it comes to education, teachers are always trying to find, you know, ways that they can work and make some additional income. And so this episode gives a few best practices or examples, whatever you want to call it, on things that you can do to get a little more money in your pocket. Check it out.
And I have seen teachers work full-time jobs, right? They're teaching full-time, and then after work, they got to go do DoorDash. That's a lot. But some people have bills that can't wait in circumstances that they have to get under control. So the one thing I did learn from COVID is that we are definitely the master of all trades. We are content creators. We know how to solve tech problems. We can direct a parent how to activate a Zoom and get it working. We are teaching, writing lessons. I think, you know, I even created a few products during COVID. So how can that show up as extra pay for us? Well, let's go ahead and put our teacherpreneur cap on, okay? And these are things that you probably thought about but just wasn't sure. But you already know the number one way to make money is tutoring, okay? You can offer your services of being a private tutor in the subject that you are comfortable with, okay? And this could be a way to make some extra income after hours. This could be done online. There's a big demand on online tutoring. I know that when my child, this was before COVID, and I want to say she was maybe in the third grade and I was, and now she's in high school. And so I was looking for someone to tutor her. And this lady, she did tutoring after school at our local library. And she would do it at, you know, after her hours, and she would probably spend about 3 hours a day, Monday through Thursday was her schedule, 3 hours. So she would start around, I would say 4. Her day would end around 7. And she would just be tutoring one, she would tutor one person each hour. And at that time, she was charging $35 an hour. So when you do the math, the math is mathing on that one, okay, on how much you can make a week. And that's a good bit of money that you can use to pay some extra bills or to have something to spend and look at her quality of life. I don't feel like her quality of life was changed that much because she started after work, done by 7, got home, was able to get her self-care time in, eat her dinner, go to bed by 10, and get up and start over the next day.
And this episode is about talking about AI in schools. And we had a very powerful guest speaker, Marissa. She was giving us some really good resources to use in school to support us with teaching and learning with using AI. Check it out.
Accepted it as that. And then, I started having conversations with people in the same way. Like, oh my God, have you heard about this? This is crazy. And then I think I saw an article that talked about the positive of ChatGPT. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Now I'm confused. And I had to go and do some research, jump right in, learn it for myself. And I was like, okay, this is going to be a game changer. And then I said, how are we going to get students to embrace this and not use it as a tool to cheat, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that, so I created, and I kind of feel like this conversation that we're having right now is so probably far out from what teachers are really, or even educational institutions are currently at with AI. Yeah. Right now, there's like two camps, right? The dig in the heels, almost like head in the sand. Yeah. Hopefully it'll go away, or maybe we'll kind of put out fires as we go. And then there's the other innovative people who are like pushing it and seeing what they can do with it. But really what happens is the students are somewhere in between. And, you know, they're looking at us saying, well, we need to see the modeling of how this should be used, right? And so I think it's really important for teachers to kind of just say, okay, look, this is, be models, be the examples of how AI can be used in a positive way.
This next episode is about surviving the first few days of school. And I think this is just very, very important. This is some of the work that I am doing now in grad school. It's just being an advocate for those first year teachers and the things that they have to get through those first few weeks. And so if you're interested in that, check out this snippet and then go to the full episode.
You know, I remember my first job as an educator, and boy, I was working in corporate, and I barely gave those people a 2-week notice whenever I had to leave my corporate job to come into teaching. But I do remember I was just kind of, you know, anxious. I didn't know what to expect. I just know they gave me my classroom, gave me my computer, gave me my book, and said, honey, prepare because the children are coming. I will never forget that. It just is always in my head. And even when I thought about this week, the kids are coming back. The children are coming. So I had to fix myself up because I got a little emotional that first week, right? Because you just don't know what to expect, especially if you're a new teacher. What does that mean? The children are coming. And so they never explained that. And then, you know, that first day, oh, they are here. Okay. But remember, they're coming. So for me, I took the time to find resources and activities. I got online and just started getting excited about creating something new and bringing a different flair, to teaching. And that is how I have embraced education every single day since. My educational journey is about being better than what I was yesterday. So what will you bring to the table? What are you going to grab onto and focus on to have a thriving school year? Just think about it. What is it? It could be you want to make sure that you challenge your kids, okay? You want to make sure that you provide opportunities for your students to explore. You may want to make sure that your students learn how to care for others and be kind, and you focus on that. For me, I wanted my students to see all the opportunities that were available to them, even the ones that were hidden or are hard to access, okay? So that's what drives me, right? And that's my get up and my goal, and it helps me to just focus and thrive.
Thank you for supporting us in 2023. That's it for everything but the lesson plan. We will be back in 3 weeks. And we got some new guests, some new specialists, just a lot of people that are going to add to this podcast. So stay tuned and keep thriving, people. Keep thriving. I'm Francesca Thompson. Follow us, share this, get that word out, let people know that this is a different type of podcast dealing with education.